It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Welcome into tonight's Chadron State Sports Journal. It's our final show for the 2018-19 athletic calendar at Chadron State College. And once again this week, we are looking over the latest in several CSC sports, with it being RMAC championship time, either now or in the near future. We'll begin tonight with women's golf. Chadron State continues to improve its tournament play, and with a young team, should be set up to continue that positive trend in the fall when the season begins again. The Eagles finished in a ninth-place tie with Fort Lewis at the RMAC Championships in Arizona over the weekend. Freshman Alpine Hickstein carded a top 20 finish with a three-day total of 234 strokes for a tie in 18th place. Freshman Abby White shot 245. According to the school, the Eagles' three-day team total of 987 strokes is the lowest ever in a three-round tournament, besting the mark set prior back in 2004. Senior Sam Ramig is the only player not expected to return next year. She came up big with a 79 on Sunday, her second-best round this season. On to rodeo now. A couple of CSC Cowboys are looking primed for another run at the College National Finals rodeo in June. Kalane Anders and Kyle Bloomquist took first in steer wrestling and bareback riding at the Casper Rodeo. And with one rodeo left in the region, it looks like the pair is in great position to finish in the top three, which would qualify for nationals. You can check out full details from Con Marshall on the CSC Rodeo team's latest performance on our website today at panhandlepost.com.
We've got more from inside CSC Athletics coming up. You're listening to the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.
Back with more of today's CSC Sports Journal, here's Eagles Sports Insider Dave Collins.
Back with the CSC Sports Journal tonight. Moving on now to track and field. RMAC championships are this weekend, just north of us in Rapid City. Chadron State has a huge question mark with its top athlete, however. Sophomore All-American Isaac Grimes is dealing with a hamstring injury that was aggravated in a relay run last weekend at UNC in Greeley, Colorado. Coach Riley Northrup told CSC reporter Con Marshall that the hope is Grimes will still be able to long jump at the RMAC and national meets coming up, and maybe aim to qualify for triple jump in a last chance meet. CSC freshmen Brock Voth and Joss Lindsay took first and second in the triple at UNC. Redshirt freshman Emma Willitson won the 800 in a career best time of just under 2 minutes 24 seconds. CSC softball has a slim chance, but a chance it is indeed, to get into the RMAC postseason bracket coming into its final weekend of RMAC games. And that's really all you need, just a window of opportunity. And it is certainly here for the Lady Eagles, with Black Hills State on the schedule for two Friday and two games Saturday. Chadron State is in 11th place. Eight teams make it in the playoffs, and BH is down in 12th place at just 7-22 on the spring in RMAC competition. So there are two spots left unclaimed in the RMAC tournament. It's a battle between Chadron State, Regis, Adams State, Pueblo, and Fort Lewis for those positions. So here's the scenario for CSC to make the softball postseason, according to the school. Number one, the Eagles must win at least three of the four games this week against Black Hills State. Once that happens, CSC essentially needs to see the top two seeds, Mesa and Colorado Christian, take care of New Mexico Highlands. That's very likely to happen. Dixie State needs to handle Fort Lewis. Colorado Mines has to take care of Pueblo. Regis needs to struggle with Metro, and Adams State has to have trouble against UCCS. There are a number of combinations of wins and losses within all those weekend matchups that will determine if Chadron State can leap up into the number 8 or 7 spot. But essentially, us Eagle fans, we're pulling for Mesa, Colorado Christian, Dixie, UCCS, Metro, and Colorado Mines for sweeps this weekend to get CSC in that softball tournament for sure for a fourth straight season. That is a ton that has to happen. But but several of those matchups, again, favorable for CSC. We'll let you know the very latest during our Saturday broadcast of Eagle Softball at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock on 97.5 KQSK. Games which could essentially be playoff games to get into the official postseason bracket. An exciting finish to look forward to this weekend. And that's going to wrap up our season of the Chadron State Sports Journal. A huge thank you to this year's sponsor, Farmer State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron, as well as a big thank you to you, our loyal CSC fans and listeners of the program and the podcast each week. Enjoy your summer. We'll see you back here for year 5 of the CSC Sports Journal coming up this fall.
Join us again next Wednesday night for the Chadron State Sports Journal on Double Q Country, presented by Farmers State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Hear tonight's show on EaglePlay.com and subscribe for your free weekly download of the show and extended podcast on iTunes.